playing games may be something you do in your spare time or in the queue at the supermarket, but striving for that elusive high score can now also contribute to science. Games have been designed for this purpose in the past. For example, there is a game where you can fold and unfold proteins on your computer, and this helps scientists to see what these configurations could be in the human body. So I grabbed my phone and I caught up with Mark Marty Remnon. He's part of a team at the Centre for Genomic Regulation in Barcelona, where they built a game for your phone that could help contribute towards cancer research.
So I've just downloaded the game Genigma, and I've opened it up and it says, we've converted a scientific mission into a collective challenge and take part in breast cancer research. I'm a bit intrigued by this. How am I going to be taking part in breast cancer research by playing a game? I'll click start then. So what I was doing there was essentially selecting pieces and moving them around the board, and when you move them, the points on the pieces change, and you want to get as high a score as possible, so you're trying to find the configuration of 8 different pieces on the board by swapping their places to get the highest score possible. And I got 3 stars, which is the highest you can get. So I've sent that data off to the science team. I'm intrigued to see how they use the data from the game, because right there I was just moving pieces around of my own accord. So hopefully Mark can tell me a little bit more about how me playing this game is helping them to advance science.
This is a project that really started because we had a conjunction of a particular biological problem or genetics problem that we wanted to solve, and the capacity of making this problem cut in small pieces and sent to many people to actually try to solve it.
This problem is trying to solve the genetic code of cancer cell lines. These are cell lines that are used in the lab to help us understand cancer better. Our genome or our DNA are long stretches of codes which can be referred to as polymers. All of our cells have these, but in cancer cells, something a little bit different happens. The sequence of this DNA code can be switched around.
And when there are rearrangements of this polymer, trouble occurs. And in cancer, these rearrangements are landmarks.
And trying to solve the DNA sequence of these cancer lines is the aim of Genigma. Each player is given a number of pieces, and each of these pieces represents small fragments of the DNA code. These pieces are all connected, and the aim of the game is to rearrange them to get the highest score possible. Their points increase or decrease depending on how likely that little piece of DNA would be to be next to the piece of DNA that you've just moved it by. There are some hints about where to move these pieces. You can click on one, for example, and it'll tell you which one not to swap it with, because that will lower the overall score. But on the whole, it is up to the user to randomly move the pieces around to find the highest possible score. The combination of pieces that are sent out to the players are selected intentionally, as Mark explains.
Pieces that we believe are nearby to each other, but we still don't know exactly the order, and they may put the pieces in order. Then you send it back to me in the order that you believe is the correct one.
These pieces are not just sent to one person, they are sent to many. And there is a magic number Mark is looking for when it comes to finding out how accurate the sequence is.
When we have 40 people that have sent us exactly the same answer, we believe that this answer is likely to be the correct one.
And this is done over and over again with many different puzzle pieces, all representing different parts of that DNA sequence. And over time, these individual games can all be stitched together to give us an idea of the genetic sequence in these cancer cell lines. Having this map is really important.
It's like you go to Google, you go to London, and then you are navigating London, but there is one street that is closed because they are doing repairs in that street. So Google will ask you to turn, but then you turn and there is a roadblock, and you are not having the exact map that you need to have. So this is more or less the same. We want to have a map of the references of the genome of these cell lines that we work in the laboratory, because these cell lines are used in all laboratories that work on cancer. We hope that this map is going to be better for them to do research on cancer.
There isn't a one-size-fits-all approach to playing this game to get that maximum high score, but this approach is really important for Mark's research. Even though computers could come up with these high scores, it is the different patterns that people produce to get there that Mark is interested in.
What we want is to have very different ways of reaching similar solutions, but not exactly the same solution. Otherwise, we would use computers. So we don't really want to bias people. We really want everybody to use their own way of finding the maximum solution.
Yeah, everyone using their individuality to play the game.
Yes, we want to have a diversity of solutions.
So you can have fun and help move the field of science forward at the same time. You can download Genigma on any mobile device for free to contribute to that important cause.
Hey, hier ist Miriam von Acast. Du möchtest deinen eigenen Podcast starten oder suchst nach mehr HörerInnen für deine Show? Bei Acast machen wir Podcasting einfach. Du teilst deine Story, wir erledigen den Rest für dich. Acast ist das weltweit führende, unabhängige Podcast-Unternehmen. Vergrößere dein Publikum über alle verfügbaren Podcast-Plattformen und nutze dabei die innovativsten Podcasting-Tools und Insights im Markt. Wir helfen PodcasterInnen, mit ihren Shows Geld zu verdienen. Und das ganz zu ihren Bedingungen. Ob mit Werbung oder mit exklusiven Vorteilen für zahlende Fans, mache deinen Podcast zur Einnahmequelle. 40.000 PodcasterInnen vertrauen Acast weltweit. Starte auch du deine Podcast-Karriere mit uns. Besuche einfach acast.com und sicher dir mit dem Code START22 ganze 3 Monate unseres Influencer-Pakets kostenlos.